This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Edie Banner is an organic chemistry instructor at the University of South Florida, Sarasota Manatee. While most of the school's teaching laboratories are at Moat Marine, there's one particular lab right outside the university's front door. Banner says she learned in the last couple of years that the undeveloped land on campus is a conservation area populated by wildlife, with one specific animal as the key species.
And then when I found out it was with gopher tortoises, well, that's, you know, they're kind of cool and they're protected.
That means both the tortoise and its burrow are guarded by Florida law. About a decade ago, there were just under 800,000 of the dry land dwelling turtles in the states, but that number was declining. When the new campus was built, USF set aside two large sections of conservation land. The problem is the main two-lane road leading into campus separates those areas. Banner says that planners kept that in mind.
Connecting these guys, you know, we don't want them to cross that street. There are things called eco-tunnels, and that's something that is of interest right now with a couple of my students is, you know, how are the tortoises using those tunnels, you know, or do they even use them, or are they still walking across the street?
The eco-tunnels look like regular storm drains that run under the entry road, but they're actually lined with sand and plants, making them more attractive to the tortoises. In addition to looking at the eco-tunnels, Banner and a small group of students have marked almost 50 burrows on campus. They've also observed a number of tortoises, ranging from juveniles to the biggest one, about 16 inches long by 16 inches wide. The researchers are allowed to mark the animals and hope to soon set up a burrow cam so they can observe the tortoises' homes up close without invading their space. Banner and I step out of the building and walk across a parking lot to what she calls the perfect outdoor classroom. In the distance, we can hear the airport and the busy six-lane highway to the east of us. To the north, there's a hotel undergoing renovations. But the conservation area we're standing in is relatively quiet. It's sandy and open with lots of scrub oaks, making it an ideal place for burrows. She quickly points out a hole, partially obscured by plants. It's about a foot tall and just over a foot wide, meaning it's home to one of the area's larger tenants.
So this is a burrow that's fairly active. You can see the mound of sand that's, you know, pushed out from him digging in through, and then you can see that there's fresh tracks there.
Now, looking from here, it looks like it heads out that direction.
Yes, it does.
So it'll take them, basically, it looks like it's a construction site back there.
The hotel next door is doing some work over there, but when they start digging here, they go down about 3 or 4 feet and then way under. So there's nothing that's parked there impacting that.
In addition, federal and state regulations protect gopher tortoises from construction equipment and vehicles, but the area isn't fenced off so as not to restrict the animal's movement. Banner then points to a long, worn-out section of grass leading south to a nearby clearing.
You see how it looks like a little path? That's not our path. That's their path. That's a tortoise path.
Banner hopes that by working in the conservation area, a place so familiar to the students, that they become more aware of their environment and the changes to it. And it doesn't hurt that it's also a habitat for about 350 other species, including mice, skink lizards, insects, and frogs, as well as a large variety of plants the animals live off of.
I don't want to have a whole class going out there looking at things, but when students want to do independent research, and particularly field research, it's an opportunity for them to pursue something that they are totally interested in, not necessarily what I'm doing or anyone else is doing.
You can see photos of the tortoises and their burrows on the USF Sarasota Manatee campus on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.